edition of American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. We still have problems with the ISDN, so we're on the phone today. It is the 26th of September. Moving to a new frequency on shortwave, 11920, 11920 on October 3rd. That's 11920 listeners. According to Eric Blair out of the, well, it's the American Free Press. According to Mike Blair, according to Sidney Sheldon, today two superpowers have the ability to control weather around the world, the United States and Russia. Other countries, probably China and North Korea, are working feverishly to catch up. As this article was being written, the after effects of Hurricane Katrina were still being felt in the southern or southeastern United States. It's an article that Dennis the Menace has put up there on the website, AmericanExpose.com. He entitles, "Go Back to Sleep, America. Your government is in control." Weather Modification Katrina research is here today. Listeners, on our website, AmericanExpose.com, we learn about FEMA, the secret government. Mexico and Holland send troops to Biloxi. Dennis has the Weather Modification Convention from the U.S. Department of State, May 18, 1977. Listeners, this is not going to go away unless we expose it. They expose the fact that weather modification is a reality, listeners. This is the bottom line. We have to put the pressure where it needs to be. Increasing our numbers is paramount, and this is the perfect time to increase our numbers right this minute, people. Weather Modification Research and Technology Transfer Authorization Act of 2005 is on the website under today's date, September 26, 2005. On September 10, 2001, FEMA came out with press release stating there were three events that could cripple our country. One, a terrorist attack in New York. One occurred the next day. Two, a massive hurricane hitting New Orleans. Bingo. And three, a major earthquake on the West Coast. Lots to learn on the website, AmericanExpose.com. We see that 40 states are now in a state of emergency, listeners. 40 states. I'm telling you, this is very, very serious. Very serious. As we try to get to the bottom of things, never in our history has so many people been evacuated from one section of our country. And according to the news that I saw, it was 2.3 million people have been evacuated since Katrina and Rita. Lovely Rita wasn't so lovely, was she? Yet it could have been much worse. Where did all those people go? Now the move is to give the Pentagon more responsibility, the militarization of our country even further. Do you see how important it is to learn about weather modification if you've not learned already? This is the problem, people. I'm not happy. I was almost hoping the network was down. I'm sorry, but this is just the way it is. Order out of chaos. September 11, 2005, CBS News is number 9 on AmericanExpose.com under September 26.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. We're happy to be joined with Scott Stevens again today. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here this afternoon.
Well, it seems like you have a little more time on your hands.
It would appear that way. I wish that were the truth, but boy, you kind of step out of one job and immediately there's another one right in your place. So it's keeping me busy.
Listeners, the weather wars.info is the website, weatherwars.info. It's on our website, americanexpose.com. Weatherwars.info. What are your observations since we talked last Thursday, since that time?
Oh, it was interesting to see how Rita continued to spin down, and I think it would have been far too obvious to drive another Category 4 or 5 hurricane into a major population center. That would have been pushing the limits of credibility or naturality.
Yeah.
And so we may have ended up with a somewhat weaker storm than I think maybe what they wanted. The other option is that it was an incredible experience or experiment to see how quickly you can drain a very large American city of its inhabitants and learn from that for other events that are sure to come down the road. To see how the evacuation went, and you learn that, well, you've got to restrict access to those highways so those arteries continue to flow. That is an absolute must, because they cannot get choked up. Otherwise, all the money and resources spent on those highways is for naught. And then, of course, the power being out. That's the one thing that will impact everybody down the road, is that power is going to the refineries and the infrastructure related to the petroleum industry and transportation down in those areas. So it's certainly an economic impact that has yet to be fully realized with the storm.
Well, and I certainly see 40 states are in a state of national emergency now.
I hope mine isn't one of them. But it just keeps coming.
If it isn't now, you know, unless you're in Alaska or Hawaii, you're probably safe.
Probably so. We keep doing what we're doing and getting that information out there. It's just simply too important. So we can't stick our heads back in the soil. It just there's no room. There's no room for free thought and freedom, you know, with your head buried in the sand.
Well, and you've made a stand in a certain way, haven't you? Made a stand here
I suppose so. I suppose so.
You were a very popular weather person on a network, correct?
Right, right.
For 20 years?
On the culmination of several jobs, it's been nearly that long. But it's time. It's simply time that the weather industry and the atmospheric sciences community knew that this power was out there and was at work in our skies. I'm a little disappointed in myself for not having seen it sooner than I have. It's just that obvious. So they'll come along. People will come along. We're already getting lots of support from people who have done weather modification research over the last several months and years. And as we know, once the government and the military has a technology perfected or even not perfected, they'll use it until it's perfected. We just know that's how they operate. So I think we're going to be in the midst of this warfare for some time to come.
No, I'm convinced this was a weather event that was created. Is that the way you feel as well?
Oh, of course. You know, and it's the same thing with this storm coming onto the West Coast. It is just a placeholder in this gigantic chess game that is the Earth's climate system now. The weather has simply been hijacked. And what we do with it, what we do with that knowledge is an individual decision. I can't tell you what to do, but I think everybody will be motivated to some end as this knowledge gets out there, whether it's alerting your congressman and those in elected authority. I think that's a must. They've got to know that it's been done. And I think there's certainly a quotient within Congress that do know it's been done. And certainly the military is probably thinking, well, we've certainly gotten away with it for quite some time. Game's up. Game's up. It's just been too obvious.
And here we are having this discussion. People are already lining up to call in. Have you spoken to any of your colleagues that you work with in the past?
The main comment is you are certainly sparking discussion, and that was the intent. That's what I wanted to get done. Because eventually the truth will filter through. There will always be people who, regardless of their belief system, will say it simply is impossible. Whether they want to say God wouldn't let it happen, or it is not within the realm of man's understanding to manage a system that is full of this much chaos. All it takes is one idea with a very bright individual, and the dominoes will begin to fall. And when you have the resources of a nation focused on this, as were those in the Soviet Union and then later ours, the tasks get accomplished. We put men on the moon. And that was hard work, but it got done. And it was done more than 30 years ago. So who's to say that this isn't possible and hasn't been accomplished?
Well, there you have it. And certainly in my opinion, we're certainly tied up in a gigantic mess, a financial mess by design. We have foreign troops in our country now patrolling our streets. And then we have this Middle East mess that goes on all the time,
taking away resources that would be much better spent at home, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's something else people are going to have to quickly come to the conclusion is, would they rather have the boys home doing what they would do best on their own home territory, or do we keep them overseas for someone else's agenda? Rather than helping out locals, their own countrymen,
and apparently that's the agenda, is to bring in the foreign troops.
It certainly seems like it. You know, whether they're blue hatted or not, it's kind of pointless.
They won't put the blue helmets on because they certainly know the American people aren't going to accept it comfortably.
Probably not. You know, and so they'll make sure the circumstance get ugly enough to where. They will accept the hat. You know, that's usually how it works. So that may be what we're working to is a culmination of those events where the nation is simply so stressed and its ability to respond to these quote-unquote natural disasters that we will readily accept assistance from outside entities. And that's probably down the road, not a great distance.
Well, let's field a couple of these phone calls, Scott. Let's see what Roy in Michigan has to say and bring out Roy. How are you today, Roy?
Well, pretty darn good, actually.
Good.
One thing that I know a lot of people are overlooking, or they don't know about it, and that is when you look on the back of the dollar bill and you see that eye, if you go to any Mason, he will tell you that eye is called Ra or Horus.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Egyptian sun god.
Yeah, I have Horus.
Yes, it's either called Ra or Horus. That's an Egyptian sun god. And in the churches, what they're doing is they're telling the people that Christ was not born on the 25th of December. But even though that is true, they still celebrate on the 25th of December. They did it long time before Christ. What they are celebrating is Ra or Horus, the Egyptian sun god. And the reason on the 25th is the lowest day of the solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you follow the rest of it that goes with it, like Christmas, Christ Mass, you ask any Catholic and he'll tell you the Mass is only held just before a death or just after a death. And then you go to the law, the 501c3 that many people have talked about. And then you take it, you realize that Christ said on the third day he would rise again. In the churches, they are telling people that Christ was crucified on a Friday. From Friday to Saturday is one day, to Sunday is two. What these people are doing is they are worshiping Astarte. That's the goddess of fertility. That's why all the Easter Bunny and Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we have the people who are still going along with these churches, because the churches are many of them are headed up by the secret societies, many of them, the Masons. As long as you have that happening, and the people are believing Romans 13, this thing is going to continue on. And they're when I say believing it, what they're doing is twisting it. Hitler put billboards up all over Nazi Germany having Romans 13 put on it. And what we're battling with is a lack of knowledge of the people, and this is why this thing continues to happen.
I understand your thoughts and comments. My concern is increasing our numbers.
Yes.
As readily as possible, as quickly as possible. And
that is something that definitely I am all promoting your website and promoting your radio show.
Yeah.
But if we have people who are restrained by fear, and that's what they are, not realizing that they have been into devil worship, and that as long as they are condemning themselves and condemning others, we're going to continue to have this thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what Christ said. It's not about getting religious. That's what Republicans and Democrats are. But he said it was about taking loving even our enemy, loving our enemy more.
Well, I seem to remember this quote where it was, "The meek shall inherit the earth."
That's exactly it.
You know, and we're always fighting. We want to, you know, if we are being struck at, it's because of actions we have done in the past.
I appreciate your comment, Roy.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be back to continue with your calls. And Scott Stevens, listeners, weatherwars.info is the website. Stay with us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Here I see dated September 15th. The dire conditions created by Hurricane Katrina may be confined to the Gulf Coast, but on paper, the emergency is all over the country. President Bush has declared that Katrina-related emergencies exist in 40 states and the District of Columbia. Some, such as California, Massachusetts, and North Dakota, are far removed from Katrina's wrath. Other states, notably Texas, are looking after thousands of evacuees, putting a severe burden on local services. And certainly this is, in my opinion, by design. Scott, your thoughts?
Of course. I think there's a grab for federal power. It's just that simple. And if they can use a natural event and masquerade it as a reason for people to willingly give their power to the feds, then they're going to take advantage of it. And that's why we're here, is to say that this is not a natural event, that this is a staged event. And it's that staging that needs to be, that people need to be aware of. And a couple of things can come out of this, primarily economic, and then also the transfer of us of power over to the feds. And they believe they're going to need it down the road. And it's probably going to be for something else that they do, to gather more power up from us. And it's all, we've got to give it over willingly. Got to give it over willingly. They don't have the power or the authority yet to simply take it from us. Executive orders signed or not, it still annoy a lot of people if you just unilaterally took away their liberty. But they're trying. They're trying. And I was they're probably thrilled at the lack of response in the wake of the Patriot Act and the extensive flag waving that happened after 9/11. They got a lot accomplished. And we just need to deny them that opportunity to repeat that coup.
Well, Scott, you've done one heck of a job of educating yourself, I can tell right now.
It's not that hard. You just have to, you have to care. You just have to care. I mean, this is a special, special nation that we have not had honorable leadership for the better part, if not more than 40 years. And it's time it was returned to the people. We are the ones that make it the great place that it is. It is not the leadership. It is us. And it's just time to take it back.
Let's move to Paul in Florida. And, Paul, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Scott, I'm glad to talk to you. I've heard you on several talk shows, and I finally got a chance to talk to you.
Good news.
Okay. I noticed something that I think was somewhat anomalous with the storm. And I noticed that it was offshore. It was moving, I think, towards the Houston-Galveston area. It seemed to stop. It backed up and moved down to the south-southwest, and then it moved forward again, and it took a slow turn to the right, causing a glancing blow to Houston-Galveston. Is that correct?
It's what it looked like. It's sure what it looked like.
Okay. You know, at that point, with your instrumentation, at the point that it stopped, backed up, then moved forward again, did you detect any kind of an interference signature?
You know, there are signatures and there are programs running within this weather all the time. It's tough to pick out when one begins and then another one ends. What we did notice Thursday was just prominent rippling along the eastern and southern portion of the storm, and it looked like it was running counter to that storm's rotation.
Uh-huh.
So then they were able to slow down the spin and kind of hold it offshore. And eventually, if you slow down that spin and drag the eastern side, the center of mass is going to tilt towards the east. And so we began to see that forecast recurvature from Houston-Galveston up towards the upper Texas Gulf Coast.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. If I may ask another question.
Sure.
I understand that you can steer one of these things with a laser beam, like putting it right through the eye, and it's much like putting a donut on a table and putting your finger in the hole and guiding it around the table. Is that correct?
You know, I would not have been of that opinion up until this summer.
Yeah.
And then seeing enough photographs of exactly that thing happening, that I'm convinced. I'm convinced. And I talked to James McCanny today.
Yeah.
And he's a believer or knower that there are at least three birds in space run by our side that are capable of doing that.
Would that laser device have to be land-based or satellite-based to do that?
It has to be space-based.
Okay.
It has to be space-based.
All right. Now, my next thing, if I can carry this one step further, I think one would be able to trace which satellite, with all the electronic equipment everybody's got out there, and maybe you could too, mm-hmm. whose satellite was in geosynchronous orbit with that hurricane directly overhead, who pointed the laser down there. Now, it must be easy to figure out whose satellite is up there when. I'm sure NSA and all the rest of them have a handle on that. Can't they trace whose satellite it is if they are, in fact, interfering with the storm?
If you could get photographs of the lasers into the eye of the storm, and you had a lat and long and a location and a time, you should be able to backtrace that. Now, the image that I saw that came from the WFO4 webcams out of Miami is Rita went through the Florida Straits. There is more than just one laser. There are multiple lasers reaching down into that eye, which is fascinating.
Because I would think that the powers that be in the Defense Department would be able to trace the satellite. And if somebody is messing with it, I'm sure they have a way to kill it.
Probably so.
Then why hasn't it been done?
It may be our own satellite. I think we have to consider that possibility.
Well, it could be. It's somebody's doing it. The question is who.
Well, Paul, I think you have to realize that our Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF of the U.N., you know?
Yeah.
Keep that thought in play.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be back to continue, listeners. That is the beat that goes on, listeners. IMF. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective: to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Back to the broadcast. There's no getting to the bottom of this because we're not privy of documentation to prove what's going on here. However, with the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury being the U.S. Governor of the IMF, and every country that is a member of the IMF and the U.N. system has a governor, the alternate U.S. Governor of the IMF is Alan Greenspan. You have to seem to want to take it to the Security Council branch of the United Nations. That's where I see it, listeners, and I could be wrong, but we aren't privy to the documentation about how this is being done. This is why Scott has made his stand, and it's a courageous one, in my opinion. you had a fine job, and now you're on your own here. So
I did have a great job. I loved it. I loved the people I worked with, and I used to tell the kids that would come through on tours that, hey, I paid attention on Career Day. This is what you get. This is just too important. It's too important. And the easy sell for me of this topic is the obviousness of what is happening in our own skies. And it takes a small investment of your time as you move from your house to your vehicle to wherever you're going, to just take notice of what is going on up above us. And as you take that notice, you begin to get a feel of what's happening day-to-day weather-wise and why these poor weathermen have just been brutalized for getting their forecasts wrong for years now, when it really isn't their fault. There's something else going on that, you know, they're coming around to the realization of as well.
Now,
so, I had to do it.
You're relating to Ariel Spring, aren't you?
That happens. Oh, there's no question that happens.
Absolutely. We see it.
Yeah, it too is self-evident. And when you, take the time, invest the time in watching your skies. You will begin to quickly notice the difference between regular contrails and the other contrails. The color is different, the duration is different, the types of planes are different. It's its own dedicated fleet. And there are, even within that fleet, different types of contrails. So there are multiple agendas, multiple levels of information that are needed as these contrails are then flown and then their behavior is examined. But it happens, and it's just that simple.
Yeah, and this is the crux of the problem, listeners, that if we don't research, if we don't try to learn about the power of FEMA and what it can do, and the transfer of power to the Pentagon now that President Bush is promoting.
Well, yeah, he really is pushing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pushing it, and so... The quote unquote blundering that went on during this time, now they're going to get more power and more efficiency into the place militarily in the 50 sovereign states, of which 40 are in a state of emergency right now.
What I don't understand is why they believe they deserve more authority after having blundered New Orleans so completely. It boggles the mind that they would even think that they could step up and ask for more responsibility with that abject failure of New Orleans.
That's a very good statement.
They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it.
Let's move on the phone lines here. Let's go to Rick in Tennessee. Hello, Rick. How are you today?
Doing well.
Thank you.
They blundered Okie City, too. But yet again, they asked for more power after that. Same thing with 9/11.
Oh, boy. Oklahoma City, that was a big one right there. More explosives in the building that were dismantled right there in front of our eyes and never talked about again.
So then what is it going to take?
They blundered Waco. They went in on a bunch of innocent women and children and someone who I believe was kind of a half-crazed fringe fella, but still he had his rights and they were violated.
Now Scott asked, what's it going to take?
Yeah.
What do you think, Rick? What's it going to take?
There are some idiots that will never wake up. They are so they are sucking so close to the public pit that they will never wake up.
And that includes much of the elected representation in Washington as well. They have to be included in that part that either are a part of the problem, a part of this octopus that just stretches across all of society and indeed the entire banking establishment of the world. That I don't know. There's going to be solutions, but I'm afraid it's probably going to have to be nonviolent if you want to stay alive.
Yes.
It has to be nonviolent.
And this is why I say this is the time to increase our numbers. Because
yes.
look at the gigantic evacuation that took place. Where did they all go? And this gives the impetus for the vaccinations and microchipping, so no one's ever lost again.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of realities can be brought out here out of what's happened. So,
but it is going to take a shock, and it will be a huge shock to the American people. So the bulk of them will then stand in line and get their vaccinations and their chip. And it may be an economic issue. It may be a combination of another disaster, be it 9/11, on top of an economic collapse, before people will be so uncomfortable as to demand or accept the kind of federal oversight of each individual life that the powers to be desire.
Yeah, I think the next move would be to have a terrorist event sponsored by quote unquote Al Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a suitcase bomb that we keep hearing about, and and wherever it may be, then we have a big one.
That will literally just shatter some people's illusions. But the question is then, what will be left of the press to tell the truth behind the incident?
And, oh, that's a good question.
You know, it just there are things that they will not discuss, regardless of how truthful they are.
Now, Scott, you know people in the press. Haven't you had conversations where in the past people have wanted to make statements and they weren't allowed to make those statements?
I think there is this self-censorship that goes on because nobody else will talk about topics they won't. And so it becomes this culture where certain topics just can't be gotten into because they've been out of the public's eye for so long and the public is so ignorant of them that it's tough to jump in with a 5-minute segment or a 10 or 15 minute segment and get to the bottom of it. And it's sad because we have 60 Minutes, we have Dateline, we have these news magazine shows which, instead of glorifying some victim that affects, you know, some little crime that affects the family and those people surrounding it, I mean, it's just an incredible amount of wasted resources.
Rick, anything else?
Yes, Chris. I did want to say that I love your broadcast, love your guest. The last caller was informative. He asked some good questions. I do want to admonish the callers that Chris does give good information. He does give a lot of how-tos, and so does John Statmiller. And whenever you call in, don't go completely off the subject, folks. they have a subject, a very worthwhile, needful subject that we need to hear about. Okay?
Well, thank you, Rick.
Y'all are blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And please, listeners, support the directions of the network to keep it on the air. And certainly the pledge line is always open for you. And that is very, very vital. If you don't help the network, it's not going to continue. If you don't support the sponsors on the network, the Berkey Light that we've talked about in the past, and certainly you can get that Berkey Light for $259 plus the filters. You can never have enough filters. 877-605-9200, 877-605-9200. The reason I give you that number is because when you hear the commercial, it will have changed. That's 877-605-9200. Let's move to Walt in Michigan. Walt, welcome to the broadcast, Walt.
Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
I really admire what you're doing, brother.
It's some work, let me tell you.
I've got several questions.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the spiel that your former boss put on you on the Internet on their website, and I was kind of rankled about it.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's sickening. I'm sorry to say it, but it is. Theory, don't you know, not fact. It's always theory.
Well, that way it's a little more easily digestible for them.
Well, I need to ask you this. First of all, they claim on the website that you have stated and you believe the Yakuza did the weather modification on Katrina and Rita. Is that what you said? Did you say those?
That's Colonel Bearden's assertions. That was his intelligence when he was privy to that information.
You need to get a hold of your former boss because they're attributing that statement to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's
and mocking you on their website.
Okay.
You need to deal with that, brother. I know it's maybe a small issue, but your former boss needs to be brought to task over allowing that on his website.
Right.
And the next thing I need to talk about, are you aware of the legislation that was just passed in Congress and made effectual law October 1st on weather modification?
Senate Bill 517.
S-517, yep.
Yep, Weather Modification and Technology Transfer Act.
Yeah, did you notice in Section 2 they talked about the anthropogenic effects? That's dealing, instead of saying what effects this is having on mankind, physical effects on men, on human beings.
Yeah.
They go off and you use one of these 15-syllable words that most people won't catch. They don't know what the word means or the root means, you know?
I think what's important with this bill, and I hope the intent of it is honorable of the author.
It's not.
Well,
he knows it better than we do.
Probably, but what we really hope is that it does draw this technology out of the open so there can be, number one, admission of it within the scientific circles and communities, and number two, that the agenda of those that use this technology can be vetted publicly as well.
Are you also aware of UN Resolution 31/72?
Yes.
Dated 1976, Scott. These suckers have been using this technology for a long, long time.
And the one thing that bill does say is you can't use it against other countries.
But that's a bunch of bull. They don't never follow any of that. They just do it anyways.
Well, there's no oversight. You know,
see, the oversight, they try to encourage everybody as a world government and a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's behind all this failure in resolutions and failure on all of these proposals that these international criminals promote
right.
in the UN. And solution-wise, you asked for a solution. Well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to give you a little hypothetical situation that relates to the bigger picture.
Let's go.
You got a criminal coming to your front door with a gun, and he's violent. Now, you're going to sit there and negotiate with this guy when he wants to force his way into your house, maybe take your possessions or rape your wife or do physical harm to you. Do you think nonviolent means that guy's going to listen when he's operating with the premise of violence and irrationality? Do you think he's going to listen to you trying to reason with him?
No, that's just an opportunity to take a clear early shot.
Okay, question that. Look at all the multiple murders that these criminals have done throughout the world. UN-sponsored genocide in Katanga, in Belgian Congo and Katanga. Look around. Look at all the murders that these guys have committed. 1 million people have been butchered in Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
How many hundreds of thousands have done in Afghanistan, Vietnam?
Yep.
But even decades later, Agent Orange and all the chemicals they sprayed over there have ruined generations of children.
And because we have farmed this out, it's going to come back home.
Well, you know, the bottom line is there have been a lot of us have been protesting their garbage and using nonviolent means for all these decades. They are not going to be dealt with nonviolent means. Yes, truth is important. Educating people is important. But our forefathers found out how to deal with the tyrant 227 years ago. They knew that they couldn't grovel at the feet of that tyrant and that murderer. Okay, and the men that he sent over here to harass our people and eat up their substance and murder them in the streets.
Keep in mind, Walt, here we are right now in a perfect opportunity to increase our numbers by the millions.
Mm-hmm.
By the millions right now as a result of what's happened here. If we can expose the fact that weather modification exists,
mm-hmm.
and this treaty that you just discussed from the UN from 77,
mm-hmm.
if we can expose this to the population, we have a chance of making a groundswell of informed individuals to put the pressure where it needs to be to the point where they're going to say, how are we going to stop this one now?
Well, all that's important, but remember something. All the peaceful remonstrance that's been done for 40, 50, 60 years by people just like you and I, they don't listen to anything. I've been to Washington. I've dropped $150,000 out of my own pocket in the last 25 years educating people and confronting and exposing half a dozen members of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission of this New World Order. They're criminals. They don't care what you and I think, brother. And that's really what has to be understood about who and what we're dealing with.
Let me ask you, Walt, have you been in the military?
I was in an Air Force auxiliary for 3.5 years, yes.
Oh.
Not in active military, no.
So you have experience in the military.
I have some. But the point of this whole thing is I've been shot at. My life's been threatened. Okay, so I know what they're about. Okay? They put me through the mill at work and trying to get me fired and lose my job and take my living away from me. Okay,
right.
I know what they're about. I had one of the top-level people sitting across the table trying to buy me out with money for my silence. And I told him, you ain't got enough money. Okay? The great-great-great-grandson of the Tsar of Russia, his name's Boris Romanov Tarapolsky, sitting across the table trying to buy me out for money and buy my silence to shut up about them. I said, you ain't got enough money. You never will. And you go tell your pals in New York, I don't have a price.
Okay, well, let's let Scott respond.
Well, as true freedom is always taken, it is never given. Just like we cannot go into Iraq and give them freedom, they will take it from whomever they want to finally stand up and take it from. Just like we did from the British in the 1700s, it's going to happen here again. It's going to have to be taken.
Well, then, my friend, words are good, but remember one thing. The foreign military that's down south that you're talking about, they have a naval force down there sitting off the coast of Texas ready to come in, a foreign naval force.
That's why force isn't going to work. We're going to have to go through a very difficult adjustment. And
We know it's not going to work. They're still going to use it, brother.
They're still going to use it. I agree. I fully agree.
They've been doing it in New Orleans for how long now?
How can we document these ships off the shores are foreign?
Well, let's put it this way. It's common sense. Where's all of our mainline military people at? And why would our mainline military be on naval vessels ready to come in if it was our forces on the ships? That's common sense. There are 12 countries are represented down in New Orleans right now, right?
I'm not sure how many.
Well, there's 12 countries down there represented. There's supposed to be 70,000, according to Mr. McKenney, you had in your show, down in the New Orleans area.
I wouldn't be surprised
if they don't have the same amount on those ships ready to come in.
Okay, well,
we've been sending down there is going to feed them.
I appreciate your thought and concern, and it's extreme, I know. But this is an extreme time, listeners. We're the Scott Stevens. WeatherWars.info is the website. Stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. People, listen to this. This comes from the We the People for Independent Texas, and Scott Stevens is our guest, listeners. It says here, the U.S. District Court of Eastern District of Louisiana yesterday afternoon issued a temporary restraining order on behalf of the Second Amendment Foundation and the NRA, bringing to an end firearm seizures from citizens living in and around New Orleans. District Judge Jay Zaney issued the restraining order against all parties named in a lawsuit filed Thursday by SAF and NRA. Defendants in the lawsuit include New Orleans Mayor Ray Negan and Police Chief Edwin Compass III. Quote, this is a great victory for just the NRA, and not just for the NRA and SAF, but primarily for law-abiding gun owners everywhere, end quote, said SAF founder Alan Gottlieb. quote, we're proud of to have joined forces with the NRA to put an end to what has amounted to a warrantless gun grab by authorities in New Orleans and surrounding jurisdictions. And that is my big concern, was my big concern. And if this is true information, this is a great victory for our side. Because, listen, when society does not know who is armed, society is safer. And that's just plain as day to me. Scott, your thoughts on this?
You know, I've never owned a gun. I personally never owned a gun. Not doesn't mean that I haven't gone hunting before. It's just I've never owned one. I've never felt like I've needed to have one in the house. However, I think there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to have one. And I think we're going to see those circumstances set up to where they'll basically take the right to take them all from us. And I think that's going to be a big wake-up call when that Second Amendment is literally just off the books. It's off the books. So
yeah.
It's an interesting time.
Well, here you are. You're not a gun owner, but you know that society is safer if society is armed.
Well,
I
know what it means because it shouldn't be lopsided. You shouldn't have one side with the authority and then the other unallowed to match that authority. That's just wrong.
There you go.
Wrong.
Yeah.
It's either they don't have guns or none of us have guns. And then we truly would be safer. And if you wanted to really go down that route, then you should be able to own guns, but maybe not keep them in the house. You go check them out somewhere, do what you need to do, and then before you go home, you drop them off where they're safe and secure. But, you know,
that doesn't help you when somebody breaks into your house.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But then you should be assured that they don't have a gun if you've had to give up the right to own it yourself.
You have to remember, listeners, that we are the militia age 17 to 45. It's in the U.S. Code. Whether the federal government wants to admit it or not, the National Guard was supposedly our militia,
mm-hmm.
supposedly, and yet they're sent overseas
yep.
to Iraq. Now that is unconstitutional right there.
My brother's over there. So
is he in the Guard?
Oh, he's in the Guard. He wrote today saying there's just stuff blowing up all the time. And he said, I'm getting anxious. We're getting this. They're just really on edge. And they'll be home early November, we trust. And it probably won't be a day too soon. It's just, Iraq could have been approached very, very differently. If I'd have been president, we would have made sure that the people over there knew that we weren't going to start bombing their infrastructure, which we were going to have to rebuild anyway. We took that responsibility by marching in there. If you had gone in there with the clear intent of Saddam and only Saddam and his closest group, and not to literally reduce the nation to rubble, I think we would have been received differently. But it almost seems as if those insurgents have some connection back to those who want to see the nation crumble into civil war, which seems to be where it's headed very, very quickly.
Very difficult to get to the bottom of that one. And we'll be back with Scott Stevens on the phone call. Stay with us.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.